As I lay slumbering in a dream, methought the world more strangely went. The bailiffs in high seats was seen, which caused the poor's great discontent. They plucked true justice from the throne, erecting laws was made of their own, and burthened the poor till they made them groan, and that's the cause that the land complains. Their meeting house was an alewife's bench, axed in a street that is turbid old. Their speaker was a playhouse wench, both whore and thief and a devilish old. She'd guzzle brandy, wine, or ale, and then she'd at her neighbor's rail, and send for the bailiffs to have them to jail, and that's the cause that the land complains. Methoughts a mighty hunting match was made by bailiffs and their curse. Poor men was the deer they strove to catch. The houses placed in the room of furs. The suburbs round it was their park. The bailiffs yell, the dogs did bark. The poor kept as close as Noah in the ark, and that's the cause that the land complains. Then shepherd and his dog wheeled up to the right, and thundered by a cursed lane, and there the villains wrought their spite, for by them once was a poor man slain. They'll swear before they'll ever lack, they'll go to hell a pick a pack, and thus poor debtors they go to the rack, and that's the cause that the land complains. There's cursing Will and damned Jack, and Robin Turner's alive again, and Punchka Tom a hellish pack, with perjured Dick and Body Ben, which formerly on earth did dwell, and now they are returned from hell, and off against our laws rebel, and that's the cause that the land complains. When I awaked from my dream, methoughts the world turned upside down, and in great haste I writ this theme for the bailiff's dogs of our town, who for their prey each hour do wait, like death at every poor man's gate, and brings the realm to a dismal fate, and that's the cause that the land complains. When poor men are out of employ, and have not a farthing in the world, the while their wives and children cry, there's many are in a prison hurled. Men are enticed by the bums, who swear they ne'er will pay their sums. Thus poor in flocks to the jailer comes, and that's the cause that the land complains. The tallyman curmudgeon keeps a bailiff and his dog to bite. If in their books man ever creeps, they quickly swear they'll have their right. So soon as e'er they do backslide, the torturing jail they must abide. Then Toby and his dogs employed, and that's the cause that the land complains. When rogues are at Old Bailey burned, and that their pilfering trades do fail. From thieves to bailiffs, dogs have turned to plague and hurry the poor to jail. How like kidnappers all the day, in every corner they survey, and quaff whole bowls when they get their prey, and that's the cause that the land complains. 10 groats the fees and 1 crown the arrest, and 3 roundels for a writ beside. Thus laws are broken, poor men oppressed, such racking torments they must abide. And while the prisoner sends for bail, they tope the brandy, beer, and ale, and makes him pay, or they have him to jail, and that's the cause that the land complains. For 20 shillings, 10 or 5, they'll put a man to a cursed charge, or run him to jail they'll soon contrive, where other bills are expressed at large. The jail fees many are bound to rue, the garnish bed and turnkey too, expects an unexpected due, and that's the cause that the land complains. Your Moorfield mobs and Whetston whores, as bailiffs and their dogs for friends, when lustful youth pays Venus scores, those sponging pimps the house attends. If collies fight in a drunken fit, away goes Toby's dog for a writ. Thus many falls in the bailiff's pit, and that's the cause that the land complains. 'Tis seldom a bailiff or his dog is ever known for to go to church. As soon as they hear the word of God, they leave the parson in the lurch. They swear they'll come to church no more. They lay their sins to Adam's score, and John's to Moorfield's to a whore, and that's the cause that the priest complains. Thus I conclude and end my song, desiring that you would be content. There's Christian peers that may right a wrong when heaven yields up a parliament. I hope true reason will plead our cause while they're erecting wholesome laws. They'll keep us from the crocodile's paws and cease the poor of the land's complaints.